Months after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, a newly formed group called the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine sued the Food and Drug Administration, challenging its approval of mifepristone, a medication used for abortion. Later on today, those same justices will hear oral arguments on this next frontier of abortion restriction. For the clinical side of it, let's bring in Lee Roosevelt, clinical associate professor at the University of Michigan School of Nursing. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
Let's just start with, in case people don't understand what this drug is, what is it? How is it used?
So mifepristone is a drug that was developed in the 1980s in Europe and became FDA approved in the very early 2000s here in the United States. And it's used in a variety of different ways, but the two most common ways that we use it are as part of a medication abortion and also for treatment of first trimester miscarriages.
And sometimes it's used in conjunction with another?
Right, yeah. So typically when we are treating a miscarriage or someone is requesting pregnancy termination, they take mifepristone and then either 6 to 24 hours later take another medication called misoprostol. And the mifepristone is the medication that really stops the growth of the pregnancy. And misoprostol causes uterine contractions so that the pregnancy is expelled from the uterus.
Are there any limitations or restrictions on the timeline for administering those drugs and medication abortion?
There are. So currently it is FDA approved for up to 11 weeks gestation. So it's usually used for very early pregnancy terminations. And then with miscarriage management, it's used for a variety of timelines. So once we know that the pregnancy is already passed, mifepristone is given and followed by misoprostol.
The plaintiffs in this case, Lee, have said that the FDA was working with less than adequate data when they made a lot of these decisions. They claim between 2.9% and 4.5% of women who take this drug end up in the emergency room, and that with the expanded use, without a doctor's intervention and advisement and counsel, that percentage could increase markedly. Is that a concern?
So it's interesting, right? So the side effects of mifepristone that we associate with, that people end up seeking, you know, emergency services, are lots of cramping and heavy bleeding. But those things are the same reasons that when people have a miscarriage, they seek emergency services. So there's not really like a qualitative difference between someone who is experiencing a natural miscarriage.
In other words, their anticipated outcomes.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I'm curious when you say without a doctor's intervention, because right now, especially in Michigan, abortion care is, we have a physician-only clause. So in order to get an abortion in Michigan, you must have an interaction with a physician.
So we're more strict than what the FDA requires.
Exactly. There are many states where nurse practitioners and nurse midwives can prescribe these medications for abortions.
That's an important point.
We spoke with the governor earlier, and even though in this state abortion is protected, a case like this, a ruling like this, if it moves forward, could still affect women, families here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there is an ability to have an abortion with just the drug misoprostol.
Yeah.
So if mifepristone is removed from availability, we can still do medication abortions with misoprostol. But what we know is that when we just use one of those drugs, people are more likely to end up having complications and needing a surgical abortion to complete the abortion. So it's not really... it doesn't sort of eliminate the a possibility for abortion. All it really does is make the abortion less safe and potentially in need of more interventions at a later point.
Isn't it also more painful by just using the second drug?
I wouldn't say that I've heard from people that it's more painful. I think it takes longer to work.
Okay.
So people experience cramping and bleeding for a longer duration. And oftentimes the medication has to be repeated. So whereas mifepristone and misoprostol are extremely effective in just taking one dose of each, if you're using misoprostol alone, it can sometimes take repeated doses to be effective. So then people are experiencing prolonged spotting and lots of cramping for a longer period of time.
So if you see the Supreme Court or the government coming for mifepristone, how much longer will it take for them to come after misoprostol?
Well, that's a very good question. And, you know, what's very interesting about this case is, you know, typically when cases are brought before the Supreme Court against the FDA, it's when people felt like they were harmed by a drug. And it's interesting to me that this case has gotten this far where physicians who have not taken the medication themselves and do not prescribe the medication can claim harm. And if we sort of open up this can of worms of me as a provider is saying that I want taken everything off the market that mm-hmm. potentially I could see harm in a patient that I see, it opens up a huge can of worms of what other medications are we going to take off mm-hmm. the market.
Right. That's a key thing. And we should point out the normally quite conservative Wall Street Journal editorial page says today the precedent this could set. Doctors could bring lawsuits challenging FDA approval of any drug that causes side effects
any
that might result
thing.
In ER visits or drugs
or
that are in development. How
drugs.
About stem cell research?
Yeah.
You don't like the outcomes there? You could challenge that as well. And there's a real concern that the judiciary shouldn't be into the business of second guessing the FDA. There's plenty of review processes already in a regulatory environment to do that.
Right. And this is not a new drug. Like we have 40 years of data about this drug right now and 40 years of data around its safety and its use. So, you know, to say that there is an enormous amount of harm that this drug has caused is just not even close to accurate, especially when you compare it to something over the counter like Tylenol that's associated with over 500 deaths a year. So we can have this one drug that we know can cause harm for people is completely unregulated and available on like over the counter.
Yeah.
But something like mifepristone with 40 years of fantastic safety data and a judiciary could potentially overturn that scientific decision. And I think that's a very dangerous precedent to set for and all healthcare providers, regardless of their opinion or personal beliefs around abortion, I feel should be very concerned about the potential for a huge overstep here.
Right. We'll leave it there. Lee Roosevelt, Clinical Associate Professor at the University of Michigan School of Nursing, thank you for your expertise.
Thank you very much for having me.
More to come on JR Morning.